Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Tea Girl Tea.
Hey, everybody, welcome back.
I'm Mickey.
I'm Madison.
And today we want to talk about something that, or someone that we've been meaning to talk about for a while. Yeah. She is a controversial figure in our community, also a member of our community.
And my personal icon.
Miss Caitlyn Jenner.
Miss Caitlyn Jenner, hey.
So the reason we want to talk about her is because she recently announced that she had filed paperwork to run for California governor. And there's a lot of talk right now about whether or not people in the trans community are supporting this move, or whether or not we even are like a fan of her as part of the trans community. Because I feel like for quite some time, largely we've agreed that we don't claim her.
I've never met another trans person who likes Caitlyn Jenner or has anything nice to say about her. Not once. Never met a queer person who has anything nice to say about Caitlyn Jenner. Never met someone driving around town who has a nice thing to say about Caitlyn Jenner. The problem is Caitlyn Jenner still has the same morals and political views that she had before she transitioned, which means she's an out-and-out maggot. She brought those over with her. That did not change. It wasn't like, hey, Caitlyn Jenner's like one of the first biggest people of trans representation. Maybe this is a new thing. Maybe she can help lead us into this new world. Fuck no. Like, she has not changed at all. It's the same person. Yes, I will acknowledge her gender identity. I'll never do that to even the hell spawn of the world, try to take that away from them. Caitlyn Jenner is not a good representation for trans people. It is extremely annoying that she's the most famous one, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I will say, though, that her being on this pedestal that she's put on is the direct result of, like, cis white people finally finding somebody that they were able to view as palatable. You know what I mean? Like, she was an American hero, being a former Olympian. She was part of this super famous family that people were used to seeing in their living rooms every week because of the reality shows and everything else. And so she was like the first person that the like regular people in America could finally like accept or were even interested in like taking in the views of. And so it just kind of like turned into this thing where she, from the moment she came out as trans and started her transition, was the new spokesperson for all of the trans people in America. We know now that trans people are such a diverse spectrum of people that somebody with her background and somebody with her beliefs and somebody with her wealth is not directly representational of everyone in the trans community, and that a lot of people in the trans community are the opposite of what she is. And that's not, like you said, to take away from her identity as a trans person, because there are plenty of things to be critical about when it comes to Caitlyn Jenner, and we don't even have to touch upon her gender identity. It's just that she immediately became this spokesperson for the trans community that we didn't ask for. And nobody was asking, like, regular trans people how having that viewpoint of trans people or having that representation of trans people put out into the forefront was affecting all of us.
And there wasn't any time to really prepare for that, because it was just the timing on that and like just that moment in time. Like, it just so happened. People were like, okay, we've got to get in. You know, the media was like, we have to cash in on the fact that being trans is becoming a more openly discussed thing. And they're already showing trans characters in some shows and stuff. So we got to, like, get on the ball. It's all about money. You know what I mean? So Caitlyn coming out at that time was just like, oh, absolutely. Like, we've got to take, I think the media felt like this is going to be a cash cow for us, just like they do with, like, anything, you know?
And I have to say that, like, when she was first beginning her transition and she first did that That Vanity Fair cover and the interview with, was it Barbara Walters or was it Diane Sawyer?
I don't remember. It's hard to picture either of them.
She did a huge interview that kind of like springboarded her announcement. I think she like came out in this interview. And I remember being so excited because I had just come out as trans, like the month before or something like that. Like the timing was crazy. And so I remember being super excited that like all of a sudden there was this positive talk from non-trans people about this trans person. And I remember for like a second being super hopeful that that was going to be, that that was going to result in a positive outcome for trans people in general. And it was basically like, the more Caitlyn opened her mouth, the more apparent it became that she was not the one deserving of the pedestal that she'd been put on.
I
don't
think that she even, I mean, she probably wants that, the fame of it. And she, I mean, she probably wants that aspect. I don't think she, I mean, I don't know, but I don't think she wants to, like, be responsible for trans people. She doesn't, it's not like, you have to be. Like, if you're just coming out as trans and being a famous people doesn't mean you're responsible for anybody. But I think that Caitlyn doesn't care about other trans people, is what I'm trying to say.
That might be true, but I also feel like at the very beginning, she was very surprised to find out that people were not living her charmed life. Because I remember even, like, in her docuseries, I remember most of the interesting parts of that show were when she was having conversations with other trans women and kind of like learning from the rest of the community and people who had been out and well into their transition for like a while. That was when the best information, I think, was put out into the public. But I do remember there being like a moment that like she was surprised to find out that not everybody's transition was as smooth as hers was. Because I remember, do you remember how quick that was? Like, I remember,
oh my God, it was seeing instantly.
Paparazzi photos of her, like, first it was kind of like her, the texture of her skin was changing, she was growing her hair out, and it was very much like,
Bruce looks crazy, and it would show her, like, yeah. In the paparazzi.
People, that was very much like the conversation around it. And then all of a sudden she was on the Vanity Fair cover with like at least top surgery and like had a generally more feminized face. But it happened so quickly. And that's just not the reality of transition.
No, but I mean, it's just all about money. And I mean, she's a before she transitioned, she was a very famous, powerful, celebrated, rich, white athlete. And so the fact of the matter is, she can do what she wanted to do. For her, transitioning was easy, you know? So I think that's why she's surprised, like, that everybody else is like, you know, I can't. Like, I just, it started, and it's like, it's not the same road for everybody, and of course, but... I really don't think she is aware of her advantage, but that's how she was early on. It was like, oh, tell me, you know, what I need to know. And like, it seemed like she was open, but then she voted for Trump.
Even before that, do you remember when she was on the Ellen show mentioning that she was against gay marriage or mentioning that she believed that marriage was between a man and a woman?
I remember, I don't think I saw it at the time, but I had recently saw it in a compilation where I was like, weird take.
So that was like the beginning of the end for me. Like that was the moment I was like, oh, shit. Because she went on this gay woman's talk show to tell her that her marriage was not valid.
Right. The nerve. In today's society, if you are in the queer community, there may have been a time where you could be a Republican and that you and I could just laugh at our differences and stuff. I think that time has passed where I have to be patient with queer people who are voting against their, not only their own interests, but my interest my rights as a human. So you want to support queer people till the end. Caitlyn Jenner, I'm sorry, it's 2021. I don't know why I had to look at my calendar to, like, even figure that out.
You're like, where are we?
Yeah, you can't do that anymore. You do not get to be to be a trans person and then reap the rights that you had as a straight, rich, white athlete. It's you don't get to do that at the expense of everybody else. And when you are a queer person and you talk about how you're still Republican or you're MAGA and everything, that's all I need to know about you. Because I'm not interested in figuring out what else is there. That's told me what I need to know. Because to me, that's like self-hatred. And it's not only it's self-hatred, but it's selfish. It's so selfish. And I think the reason Caitlyn Jenner did that was because she is rich. And she is part of the
1%. She did it because she can afford to. Not only just monetarily, but like... not only monetarily, but literally... could afford to.
Yeah.
You know, I like exactly. we can't afford to be wishy-washy about our stance and our beliefs, because we are, as working class trans people, part of the demographic that are directly affected by policies that have to do with us. You know what I mean? And I do remember her tweeting out her disappointment in Trump or something like that. I think it was when he banned trans people from the military.
So either you're willfully ignorant, Caitlyn, because you chose to support a person who you didn't know all of their policies. So that's fucked up, number one.
When that happened, everybody was like, we have been trying to tell you.
Yeah.
She was put on this pedestal by cis people. By cis white America finally finding somebody that was palatable for them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They weren't, because how many other people had we had before her who were vocal, positive representation of the trans community, but they were ignored because they were people of color. They were women of color.
Yeah. For me, it should have been Laverne Cox. I mean, they kind of became of prominence at around the same time as Caitlyn, you know, coming out. So for me, she would have been the person. You know what I mean? Go talk to Lorraine Cox.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but Carmen Carrera hadn't even become problematic. Carmen Carrera hadn't even been problematic at that point. In fact, she was one of the first.
I'm thinking of Carmen Carrera because what a fucking mess. Oh my God. I can't. Are you even.
So no, but the reason that I bring her up is because the reason that I bring Carmen Carrera up is because she was one of the first people I remember pointing out that Caitlyn Jenner was problematic.
Yeah. Carmen Carrera is not afraid to speak her mind. I love that she said that straight up. She was right. Carmen Carrera sometimes is right about things in the way Gia Gunn is sometimes right about things, but they're like mostly 75% of the time not. I mean, give me Laverne Cox. I think I may have called her Lorraine Cox earlier. Laverne, I'm so sorry. Peppermint, even, who I know wasn't big mm-hmm. enough, but she's trans, and you know, she's been doing drag or working and stuff for like 30 years. I mean, these are people who have lived queer fucking lives all the way through and through. And I don't mm-hmm. judge people who transition later in life. I'm in my 30s and I've only started not very long ago. So mm-hmm. do you. But the issue is, if you're coming into a community that's already shed on a lot, like, I mean, you should do this anyway, but like, listen. And then if you're still shitty after that, I think that's all we need to know. Because Caitlyn was given, I mean, she seemed to embrace the opportunity to learn and to ask trans people questions. It didn't really seem to change her mindset, though. It didn't change her voting thing. You know, she thought she was the one, though. She thought she was the one trans people that, like, Republicans would accept, you know. She was meeting with them, and they were all shaking hands and being friendly. And she left thinking, like, they still love me. Like, you know, no, they don't. They're voting against your rights. They don't love you.
I think my issue with her is the fact that it's not the fact that she's Republican. It's not the fact that she has beliefs she has. It's the fact that she doesn't shut the fuck up about them. And that's the issue that I have. And another issue that I'm having is the fact that, you know, she was put on a pedestal by other people. And instead of taking it as an opportunity to be like, no, I'm not the one. I don't know enough. She jumped on the opportunity to continue to be that person. And now I hadn't heard anything about Caitlyn in such a long time that, like, I was like, oh, we're done. Finally. Like, maybe she can just, like, be rich and, like, live her life and just be quiet. And now she's running for governor. Like, now you're running for an office when you've learned nothing?
Yeah. I mean,
That's my issue.
She was a wealthy, ignorant man who's now a wealthy, ignorant woman. And that's it. Like, her transness, at the end of the day, is just, I mean, that's just her gender identity. And, like, they've put that as a selling point. Part of the whole thing about it that I hate, it's not just what Caitlyn says and who she is. It's also a problem with how she was presented to us by the media in that time. And them jumping down it for the purpose of money, only to now have someone on a platform who couldn't be worse for us. I mean, they just couldn't be. Caitlyn Jenner is now running for governor, which is, I guess, the whole point of our podcast today.
It's the reason it's the reason that we are bringing her up now, because mm-hmm. we could also just as easily be done with Caitlyn Jenner. The issue is that she doesn't go away.
Yeah.
And I do have to say that, like, my biggest fear of her running is the fact that California right now is one of the most progressive states when it comes to the assisting of transitional care or gender affirming care. And then also just, you know, I mean, you have assholes everywhere, but I've been fortunate enough to feel largely safe out here. And I fear that being put in jeopardy under her watch, mostly because whether or not she would mean to, or whether or not she would do it maliciously, I just don't trust her to make decisions that are going to be beneficial for the trans community at large. As she's shown in the past, I think that fear is warranted. Also, I think it's important to tell people who consider themselves to be allies that it's okay to be critical of her, and that, you know, just don't be transphobic about it, and we don't want her either.
That's what people are struggling with. They're like, am I transphobic for not wanting to support her? And then, like, on the other side, you said your concern is, like, people are going to think this is the right thing to do, right? I should be progressive and vote for her because that's where we're heading, and because they don't understand, like, just because she's trans, like, this is her history. So they're voting to be progressive when in reality they don't understand what they're getting themselves into. So I could see a world where Caitlyn Jenner does get it, because people are thinking they're doing the right thing for the trans community, not really understanding the context of her life. You know what I mean? Yes. And people say, is it transphobic to not support her? And absolutely fucking not. She's shitty and her values suck. Unless, like Mickey said, your whole thing is, I'm not going to support a tranny or whatever. That's transphobic. Sure. But, like, just not liking her policy? No. It doesn't matter who she is.
I mean, not all representation is good representation. And she is definitely 100% an example of harmful representation.
I can't think of anyone more. I mean, Caitlyn Jenner is, like, she's the one. You know what I mean? There's no one worsely represented, I feel like, than what we have with Caitlyn. Because we had all these amazing, educated, well-spoken trans people coming to prominence. And it is so frustrating that she's the one that everybody's like, Caitlyn!
Yeah, but I think that's definitely my main concern, and why I had the idea to talk about her specifically just as all this is coming up. Like, I really just don't want allies to think that they are being bad allies for not supporting her, because there's just a lot of conversation around, like, whether or not it's the right thing to do. And I'm here to tell you, it's not the right thing to do. One of the best things, I mean, the best thing you can do as an ally is do what Caitlyn Jenner didn't and listen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. At the end of the day, listen to the poor people. Listen to the people who are working class and stuff, who are dealing with shit every day. That's who needs to be heard, because that's the real. And when you want to uplift trans people, uplift them. But do it correctly. Otherwise, you're just adding to the damage for performative wokeness, and, like, don't need it.
I'm in a lot of trans forums and trans groups and stuff on social media, and a lot of times we'll get girls who are like, why are we talking about politics again? Like, why is politics always being discussed in this group? And it's like, we literally cannot afford to not be active in politics, because these politics, especially right now, mm-hmm. are trying so hard to undo everything that has been worked so hard for such a long time. And I don't know for a fact, of course, because we haven't seen what that's going to be like, but I just, based on everything we know and everything that we've seen, I cannot trust that Caitlyn Jenner is going to advance us as a community in any type of a way.
Even if she is, like, running on the platform of, I'm going to help the trans community.
I don't know that she knows how to do that.
Yeah, I just don't see how she could improve our lives. Even if she does things for the trans community, I know that she would still be running Republican, and she's going to fuck things up in other ways. We need people, trans or not, who are just doing the right things for the people. It doesn't matter if they're trans. You don't have to be trans to uplift us. You don't have to be trans to give us to help further our rights and dignity as people. But Caitlyn Jenner, she's out of touch. She doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. She doesn't know what she's saying.
And the whole thing just feels so opportunistic with the couple of other trans women who have been voted into prominent positions. It just feels
so opportunistic. So is she officially running for governor? Or is it like...
She's filed her paperwork. Oh, I don't know what the fuck...
I wasn't sure if it was like she's considering it and everybody's talking about it.
Well, no. It had been rumors for a while. Even people down here on the ground floor or the ground level have heard the rumors, and they've come around, and I had heard about her potentially running before she made the announcement on Twitter that she is planning on running.
I mean, yeah, I appreciate that people who are feeling like, I'm glad she's running and I can vote for someone in the trans community. Those out there who just may not realize all of her stuff, but
okay. She's not the one. She's not the candidate.
She's just not the one. And she's not the two or the three.
And that's the fucking tea.
She is a fat cunt. And the no, shoes that she stop. Gave me were old maiden type of shoes that she said were meant to be worn by a beautiful woman. So if that's the case, she should have put them back on the shelf. Somebody lied to her several times. They told her she was fly, sexy, cool, and hot, but she is none of those things. She is nothing of the sort. Yeah, I wish I had New York's entire monologue like up on the screen, because I would have read all of it. I just watched that again yesterday. I don't know if you've ever seen, but it's really iconic.
Yes.
It's iconic.
Yes, love.
That's what we need to do. Get New York and Caitlyn in the same room and just be like, New York, Caitlyn's been talking some shit. Can you imagine? That'd
be amazing. The read
of it all.
All right, well, I think that we've gone on long enough about Caitlyn Jenner. There's really not anything that we can say.
To close off on my thoughts, I'm glad that Caitlyn Jenner has found herself. I hope she continues to listen to the community, and I hope she becomes more sympathetic, and I hope world realized about the real problems. I don't think she's going to. I'm not sure it's even possible for someone who's lived in privilege for 60 years to do something like that. Maybe. I don't know. Don't vote for her, though. And you are not transphobic if you don't.
Well, anyway, thank you for listening to all of that. Let us know what you think about it. You know, as members of the cis community, as members of the trans community, what do you think about Caitlyn Jenner running for California governor? Are you over celebrities running for office?
Let us know what you think, and if you are going to vote for her, you crazy bitch, let us know, but I would love to hear, like, why.
Well, yeah, let us know why.
I mean,
if you found it in your heart to support her and you feel valid in that.
Yeah, I mean, if there's, like, something that I'm missing here.
Educate us, please.
Yeah, we're open to be educated. Caitlyn is, so... Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you, Madison, so much. And I'm Mickey. And this has been Tea Girl Tea.
Time. Caitlyn Jenner Part 2. The Rusical.
The sequel.
The sequel. Stop. That is so stupid.
All right. Bye, guys.
The sequel to Uranus.